Stephen Ju here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how Land Academy 1.0 is just about live.
And I can't wait to share more of what it is.
Tell us right now.
No, I'm not the
name
of the show.
Yeah, because we had the most listeners at the beginning.
They all fall off right about now.
Every single second that the show goes on, less and less and less. Yeah, we lost half of them already.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot. Well, for those of you who managed to hang in there for another minute, we'll get to it.
20 seconds is our, the first 20 seconds is our best. That's about it.
All right. Okay. Real quick. 1.0 is the updated version of our original program that we launched in 2015. And I'll fill you in more in a few minutes if you stay with us, all three of you.
Before we get into the show, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Alex asks, for those of you doing this part-time currently, maybe a few deals a year, how much time are you putting in? I get that everyone follows the you get out what you put in rule, but a ballpark of time spent on researching / contacting counties, putting together mailers, talking with sellers, etc. How tricky is all the paperwork involved in buying and selling a piece of raw land? I know it isn't rocket science, but all the numerous legal documents seem to be a bit overwhelming. Thanks in advance for any advice you can offer.
There's a couple questions in here. Number one, how long does it take and how much time do you spend?
Yeah.
In Land Academy 1.0, which is a remake or a release or an update to the original 2015 program, I have a literal spreadsheet of all the steps that it takes. Spreadsheet with a bunch of tabs, and the final tab is all the steps that it takes and how much time you should be spending on all of it. And it's very, very clear, emphatically clear, that you can do this very easily part-time and do two or three deals a week once you get
rolling.
Exactly. As far as paperwork goes, Jill, why don't you take a shot at that, because you hate
it
less than I do.
It's not that bad. Let me I have a different way of explaining it, and I agree with you have the engineering mindset. The way you lay it out on a spreadsheet, I describe it like this. Say you only have 4 hours on a Sunday. One Sunday you spend picking the county. The next Sunday you spend downloading the data and scrubbing it to go out in the mail. The next Sunday you spend reviewing the offers and the calls and the things that came back. The next Sunday you buy them. Now is where there's a little bit of tricky. Yeah, you got to plan out that week with the paperwork. What's involved in this? I've got to make a deed of the person that I'm buying it from. This is just the paperwork part. Got to maybe go get a cashier's check to pay for the property. I've got to call and arrange a notary. I have to send it to the notary. The notary's going to send it back to me. And then I've got to mail it in to be recorded. So that's kind of the process. It's not that crazy. Can you do that a couple, like if you put a half hour into it a day, every week, you know, that week, Monday through Friday, to get the whole thing done? Sure. And you could be doing three deals at the same time, by the way. It takes the same amount of time. The next weekend, you're posting the property for sale. And the next weekend, you're, you know, marking it sold all over the planet, you know, and then you're doing it rinse and repeat.
I'm not trying to sell anything here. I'm telling you the truth. It's way easier than you think.
Yeah.
Anything you start that's brand new, it seems overwhelming, but it's just all checklist based. So, you know, all of us have a checklist to go through for the stuff that we do around the house. Like, oh, it's Sunday. I got to do the dishes. Yeah. I got to do the laundry. It's that
just
much.
Just keeping
it's
the household running.
That. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, and if you do it all a half hour every night, all throughout the weekend, you know, on Sunday, you don't have anything to do. It's the same thing. And
exactly.
I swear it takes about the same amount of time to do one or two real estate deals.
Yep.
There's a learning curve, just like everything, but checklist it all out. And here's the beauty of it is you're going to learn the vast majority, if not everything, with the programs and with the stuff that we talk about on the show and all the resources that you have. You have an extra resource now with Land Investors.
Yeah, the people, the members.
Just ask people where you're stuck.
Yeah.
And number two, there's YouTube. You know, there's if you don't take our word for it, go onto YouTube and find out how to do a deed. There's a ton of people doing all that stuff on there. So.
Look on our channel. Look on all our stuff.
And the chances are there's probably people on YouTube that do it a little faster. They've got a better way. Like we just started recording deeds on the internet. With the online
we
recording.
Did a little bit with TitleMind. Now we're doing it again.
So we're constantly improving too.
Exactly.
You'll get over it.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Today's topic, 1.0, is just about live. This is the meat of the show.
I'm sorry, I have like a lot of hair today.
So you look great.
Thanks.
You always do.
I feel like I look like Gilligan's Island, Marianne.
Yeah, or like Daisy Duke or something.
Okay, I'll take that too. I'm not wearing the shorts.
It'd be cool though.
Thank you.
If you did, you could pull that off easy.
Thank you. That's a different show, Stephen. There might be children listening.
They can't see it. Parents won't let them watch anyway.
That's right.
What do you think 1.0 is, Jill, in your own words?
1.0.
Land Academy 1.0.
Land Academy 1.0 is called Rural Vacant Land. It sounds a lot like the original show or the original program. You know why? It should. Because it's not meant to replace it. It's a refresh with the tools and the resources and the tweaks that we've learned in the last 3.5, almost 4 years now. So it's an addendum, if you will. Do you want to call it that? I don't know what you want to call
it. It's standalone. I mean, if that's all you watched, and that's all you learned from. But there's a huge, massive library behind it with the first program.
Right.
First program's like 12 hours. This program's maybe 3.
Right.
And it's very condensed, step-by-step version, because we learned from our members since 2015.
Well, it's like some of the things I'm not doing in 1.0, that because it's in cash flow from land. And so everyone that joins Land Academy, you get access to the first one, the second one, and 2.0.
Yeah.
But
which is all of it.
Exactly. Like in 1.0, I did not go into great detail about here's what a deed looks like, here's how you fill it out, here's, you know, how you send it into the recorder, here's what a notary close is. And this one, I kind of just touch on it, and then I say, go back to 1.0 for the great detail part, cash flow from land for the great detail part. I refer to that a lot. I'm not going to talk about calling the county and what that sounds like and those recorded calls, because they're there for you in cash flow from land. So I refer to them there. But there are some new things like you just talked about. For me, due diligence. You want to touch on that?
I mean, due diligence is so much easier now because we launched a tool / website called parcelfact.com.
Right.
We've just made this so much easier over the last two or 3 years to get a deal done. I mean, the question in this episode is very appropriate. It was so much more complicated and difficult and lengthy to get a deal done in 2015, even to decide if you want to do the deal.
That's good.
Resources are made available are crazy
You're
awesome.
Right.
Now. So,
finding the property, let alone the processing of it, has changed so much.
It's a lot less opportunity to make a mistake.
I can now pull a lien report because I have Title Pro 24/7.
Right.
We didn't have that in 2015. There were more calls and different things involved.
Exactly. So it's never been a better time to actually, that's not what I mean. It's always a good time. What I mean is it's never been easier. The learning curve has never been shorter and faster and less academically intensive than it is right now. And we won't stop. We won't stop making it easier and easier and easier.
I love it. We talk about this with the members that have been with us since the beginning. It's funny because we're like, remember when we all had to sit there and try to like figure out, we had a map over here and Google Earth Pro over here, and we're together trying to piece together. I think that's the road to find the property. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then we evolved to at least getting one GPS coordinate. We got the center point. We thought that was the greatest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
And now with Parcel Fact, we have the whole thing. I mean, that's a game changer. So
in seconds, you know.
It's so nice.
Well, you guys know about Parcel Fact.
Exactly. I hope so. It's funny. I love seeing that we have a lot of, a lot of these tools, just so you know, you don't have to be a member to access these tools. Yeah. A lot of them you can buy a la carte. And I was just going to say, I see a lot of people using our tools and resources a la carte. You know, for five bucks a day, you can have Parcel Fact. Go look up 100 properties. I don't care. Save them all up. Do them on Sunday.
Look
whatever you
thousand.
Want. Look them all up. Get your $5 worth, you know. And it's just so exciting. I'm glad that we did the 1.0. It was needed.
Me too.
It was perfect. It's a perfect bridge between the original program, the cash flow from land, which is really the basics, and then 2.0, when you jump ahead to growing your business and info lots. And
the huge improvements, aside from the tools that are all, I talk about it and how to use all the tools.
Yeah.
The huge improvements for me, or at least the chapters I did, are how to find a county is dramatically improved. How to increase your success on where you're going to send mail. Number two, pricing is a lot more scientific and a lot less artistic.
Right.
And then number three, this is about the same as the first one. I walk it straight through from start to finish, a mailer in San Bernardino County, California, and I get it in the mail using Office Owners. So
that's another one we didn't have.
Yeah, we never had Jill and I started a full-blown bulk mail, mail merge / commercial printer for our members to use. And that was a huge bottleneck for a year and a half. People were saying, I just can't get past this mail merge. Well, now we do it for you. So,
exactly.
And I rolled through all that.
Isn't that funny? That used to be a big hang up.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was a hang up.
It was a hang up for me when I started.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Don't think about it now. It's not, it's not hard. You got this.
Whatever it is, it gets addressed now.
Right.
And if we don't directly address it in one of these programs, you just go on Land Investors and say, I'm stuck here. Was anybody stuck here when you started out? And it's, people just are all
exactly ready to help. Hey, by the way, speaking of everything that we got going on in our education stuff, I'm going to say it right now. For those of you who've been patiently waiting, enrollment is reopened as of today.
Is it really?
Yeah. I was going to save it for the end, but then I'm not going to save it for the end because by then, you know, how many more people will drop off? Just kidding. So, yep,
that's
just
cool,
so you know, enrollment is reopened and there's a special offer going on right now. And just so you know, when in days, not weeks, not months, when 1.0 is enabled on your member dashboard, it'll just automatically be there. You'll get an email knowing that it's there. So it's coming soon.
You can see it. It's in editing completely, and
exactly.
I know the editor, and he said it's going really well.
Well, you know what happens? I'm going to be honest with you. Here's what's going on, and why we wanted to do this a week ago.
But we always do.
We always do. But you know what? We get into it, and we realize, we know what we're going to do. It, we're going to make it right,
That's right.
Going to make it good. So if anybody is to blame for anything being delayed or prolonged, not that everybody's mad, but you know, I mean, it's us. We make it right.
That's right.
So. That's something about us, you know, and if you're a member, you know that. You get in and see our stuff. We don't hold back. We're transparent, and man, we're going to put our heart and souls in it and make it good.
Our internal Land Academy mantra is constant improvement. We don't talk about it ever, but that's what's on the walls in our office.
Like Scrum.
Constant improvement.
Get better, get more efficient.
What it comes down to, this is pretty good, but it really could bring it home if we just wait one more week to add this or subtract this or make this more clear.
Exactly.
Last end editing process.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss the three biggest challenges of our land careers. And I can tell you almost for sure, they're three completely different things for me versus Joe.
I know. It's going to be fun because this is one of those shows that we don't share until on the air.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we don't rehearse it.
Nope. Not at all.
Should be obvious.
Yeah, in case you didn't notice, we don't rehearse anything. And we answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You think people know that we don't rehearse this? This is like...
Yeah.
Okay. It's that obvious.
I don't know.
Oh, I wonder.
You know, it used to be people would send me notes like, I think I could really help you.
Oh, well, that's,
you should do this, this, and this, and this. This is a lot of years ago.
You don't get those anymore?
Now we get, you know what I get?
What?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh,
seriously. Thank you for doing the show.
That's true.
You know, I get a lot out of it.
That's true.
You make my commute easier. I truly get emails like that.
I know, and I love it. Hey, wherever you're watching or listening, please rate us and please comment. No, I'm serious, because just like Steven said, we do read those and we love those, and keep them coming.
Yep.
Thank you very much. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.